Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. We're going to get started this morning with scripture reading, which is Psalm 119, verses 105 to 112. Can you please read along? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid up a snare for me, yet erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Amen. All right, our first song this morning is going to be Rock of Ages. It's hymn number 438 in your book.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water flow, be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands, these for sin could not atone, thou must save and thou alone. I clean. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me self in thee.
Amen. Our next song will be Precious Lord, Take My Hand, and that's hymn number 456 in your book.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is on the scar, break my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am to the light. precious Lord, lead me home.
Amen. All right, our next song is going to be There Is a Fountain, which is hymn number 142.
Play for you today is called Lamb of God. But if we look back into scripture, the lamb was a very important animal in the Old Testament economy. Abraham was called to sacrifice his son, but God gave him a ram, a lamb. And then in Egypt, when salvation was going to come to God's people, he was going to bring salvation. You had to go through the sacrifice of the lamb for salvation. And then our Jesus came and he was called the Lamb of God by John the Baptist. And he became our lamb on the cross. But it doesn't end there. If you go to the book of Revelation, the most common name for Jesus in the book of Revelation is Lamb. So as you prepare, actually you are a week ahead of time, we got the notice that communion is coming. Ponder the Lamb in preparing for your communion next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it very much. Beautiful song, beautiful message in song, beautiful job. Thank you.